Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
I recently noticed something small and dead lying on a hiking and biking trail at Lake Metegoshi. It was obviously a small mammal, grayish-brown, with a total length including tail of maybe 3 inches. It also had a long pointed snout and small eyes. That's a shrew. Based on what I could determine, it was probably a masked shrew, which is the smallest and most common shrew in North Dakota. Shrews are among the smallest mammals. Because they're so small, they have a very high surface-to-volume ratio, which makes it difficult to retain heat. As a result, shrews have the highest metabolism of any mammal. Even with their dense coat of fur, they must stoke their biological furnaces constantly. I've read that they can eat between 1 and 3 times their body weight in 24 hours. No leisurely meals for shrews. They live on the edge of starvation. Shrews belong to the order Insectivora, which says something about what they eat. They prey on a variety of insects such as ants, grasshoppers, beetles, crickets, as well as earthworms and other invertebrates. They also forage for seeds and nuts. Their keen sense of smell, hearing, and touch help find prey. It's interesting to note that although shrews would seem to be heavily preyed upon by hawks, owls, and other predators, they're not often consumed by these predators. I didn't get down on my hands and knees to get a good whiff of the dead shrew, but apparently they have a nasty smell, which probably functions in protection from predators and attracting mates. They also have a reputation for poisonous saliva, although the toxicity may actually be due to bacteria. At any rate, a shrew bite can produce painful swelling, which may last for several days. So be on the lookout for these smallest of mammals. They're active all through the year, but if you get a chance to handle one, alive or dead, you might want to pass it up. Their smell, or perhaps bite, will certainly not be a pleasant experience. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.